guys. What? Were you saying something, Jeff?
No, I wasn't.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your boy Cameron Weaver.
And this is your boy Chad Hoy. How's it going?
Welcome to another edition of the Dad Podcast, episode 27. That's ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah,
we're over the halfway mark.
We broke the halfway mark?
Yeah, baby. We broke it. We broke it.
In what way?
We broke it. We, like a horse, like spirits, stallion of the Cimarron.
No, but what are we halfway to?
halfway to a year.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No, I was like, we're going to do more than 52 podcasts, buddy.
Well, I mean, 26 weeks, man.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Give
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, we missed some here and there, but yeah, I know we're
only around the holidays, but we all know time stops and your belt gets tight around the holidays.
This is true. Yeah, what's been up, man?
I can play our intro on the piano.
That's wrong. You did it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I don't recall.
It's ba da 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 da.
Oh, that's the long one.
Oh, well, that's the one that I was. That's the one I hear.
Wow, maybe I don't hear music correctly. That would explain how bad my new music is.
And if you want to know how bad Cam's real music is, you can check him out on Spotify. Just search Cameron Weaver.
Staircase shit.
He's somewhere. Staircase wit. It's under Staircase wit.
Staircase shit.
Staircase bad. Yeah.
Hey, I just want to start out by saying there's no hate mail at the end of this episode. So if you want to quit listening right now, like I kind of want to quit talking right now, I get it.
We didn't get any?
No, we don't have any. Color me pissed.
I thought we got... No, I thought for sure...
A pinkish mixture.
I thought for sure we had something.
I get it, man.
I'm checking. But I know that nothing's going to change, but I still just want to know for myself. Wow. Okay, well... Fuck you guys, man. I'm done. We're done. This podcast is over before it even started.
Yep. Bye.
You know, we rely. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You still did it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. All right. I have been. It has not been a good week for me.
Why is that?
Just in general, not like bad things happen.
Yeah.
I just feel like a lazy piece of shit, which is I am.
Dude,
and
I
so.
Kinda had a similar week. I had like a kind of stressy, kind of sad boy week, and I didn't go to the gym as often as I should have or have been recently. And maybe that was why also, but yeah, I've had an off week, I feel like.
Yeah, I didn't go to the gym. I went to the gym on Monday, and listen, which is like, you wouldn't think the one day you go to the gym is Monday, but it was.
Dude, that was also my one day.
Yeah, one day Monday. That's what
Monday,
they call
Monday.
It. Jesus. I did get a haircut. I cut my hair.
Oh yeah, we gotta talk about this. Excuse me.
Is that a burp?
It tried to be. It was a little premature burpy booey. I'm drinking water tonight, by the way, because I went brewery hopping yesterday. We'll get to that.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, I feel like there's just not as much energy. It's probably because one of us isn't drunk.
Yeah, or one of us is hungover.
Yeah, I tried, man. I wanted to be drunk for this, and but I drank 3 days in a row.
Yeah, man, I couldn't do it. I drank a lot last week, and I need to, like, I was like, I'm going to drink water. I'm going to be a good boy. And we're going to have
a little more serious NPR kind of podcast. Welcome back to the ASMR Down podcast. We just want you to sit back and relax because we're a little bit hungover. This is the sound of me drinking water, which is very good for rehydration.
Wrong pipe. Don't worry, I'm not choking. That was part of the bit.
Go on. Yes, and keep it moving.
Oh, man. Anyway, so Chad got a haircut.
Which I did. One?
Oh my. That's a dad joke on the dad podcast. Thank you. We'll be here all week.
No, that's not a dad joke. That's a weird, that's like the uncle you hate kind of joke. Like, you like, yeah, like every uncle when you get your license is like, oh, better stay off the road. this wild, crazy kid is going to be driving on it for the first time.
And I'm going to target you personally. I memorized your license plate, uncle. I'm coming after you.
Yeah, you yourself had better stay off the road, especially because I'm going to rear end you and not like you rear end. I'm not going to make that joke.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. Not see, a good everybody, way. Let's play that music, huh?
No, ooh, go down. Da, 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 da. There we go. Thank you.
It felt
you.
So wrong. I didn't like that at all.
It feels right.
Barking at something. I'm going to throw a bit. They're going to throw a shoe at her.
You went into a slight accent for just a second.
What kind of what kind of accent? I almost said what kind of shoe. Good Lord.
You're going to have a stroke. Yeah, no, they
it's been a while.
It was the
It's been a while.
No, but it was it sounded like Cockney, like sort of it made me think of like Andy Bernard when he's in what?
I'm going to throw a fucking shoe at her. No, that's bad. Fro. Thanks. I'm going to
throw a fucking they say fecking. They don't. We're both really bad at this.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
What if you did ASMR with a Cockney accent?
Oi, welcome back to the ASMR fucking podcast. I'm going to talk like this. Thanks, please, and thank you. I'm going to throw up now. Tell me about your haircut.
Yeah, you got it. So I got a haircut. I was planning on cutting it sometime this summer. But so PTG
no, this does not have anything to do with her.
It doesn't but
what's the but?
Last weekend when she was over, she was like, oh, like, because girls do this, they're always like, oh, let me braid your hair when you have long hair. I don't know if you haven't had that long of hair. But they're always like, oh, let me French braid it. And it's like, all right, whatever. So she's braiding it and like being very rough, like hurting me. And I was starting to feel like it was on purpose. Anyway, she's braiding it. She's like, I don't think this looks good, actually. It's like way too long. And I was like, yeah, no, at this point, I just have a man bun and I'm not even happy with the way it looks anymore. I'm just kind of over it. And anyway, she's like, you should get it cut. And I was like, gonna cut it eventually. But I texted my friend Mike, who cuts hair, and was like, hey, can you cut my hair soon? And he was like, how about tomorrow? And that was from Monday to Tuesday. So Tuesday, I got a haircut, like last second, like I planned it the day before. And listen, I feel so handsome. It's incredible.
You're a handsome boy.
Like I knew I was handsome, yeah. But like, I just, I have confidence. It's wild. Like the opposite of Samson, except I still, a woman in a way, cut it off. PTG's my Delilah. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Hey,
but yeah,
Delilah,
so.
Delilah, what's it like with multiple D? Sorry, that was rude. It wasn't even clever.
Wasn't hey even there, Delilah. What's it like to be so shitty? Yeah, okay.
I like that one.
Yeah,
better.
No, bad. No, fuck me. No, you're right. God, you're lifeless, Cam. Give me some. Give me something. Give me a giggle. Give me a look, at least. Jeez. I feel. Oh, my God. This might be worse than episode 23. Which one was the bad one? I don't even know, man.
Episode 1 through 26.
Yeah. Okay.
Just fair. Kidding. We've been on our. We've been.
I'm gonna take that line again.
We've been doing well enough.
We've been on
A game.
I'm gonna take that line again.
We've been on our A game. I didn't even believe it that time. Cut for lunch.
Good. Yeah. Cut this podcast. Okay. Yeah. So I got the haircut. Not solely because of her. I already wanted to do it, but she really likes it. So that's a plus, I guess. But hey.
So glad that PTG loves your haircut.
She got an unfair rep from this show. I've got to be honest. Like, from the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, how could you hang out with this girl after? And it's like, honestly, let me explain a little bit. We do, and I've said it several times, we get along really well. Like, it's not like, you know, but I mean, we both kind of know it's temporary because, like, I'm really not into being in a polyamorous thing. So like, whenever if she like gets a boyfriend, I'll be like, all right, it's been fun. but I'm not gonna, yeah, I just, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah. So, I mean, but, this haircut has given me a lot of confidence.
Yeah. Do you run faster? And
no, I haven't run since I got it cut, actually. So I wouldn't know. Running's not something that I do a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And just in general, I get on the elliptical.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the gym. I don't think I've run in at least 3 months.
I agree. I only do the elliptical.
I've like jogged like I like forgot my keys and I like jog back to the car, but I do not run in any sense of the, which is like, it's actually weird to think about. Cause
I'm afraid my leg bones will pop out of my kneecaps.
I do, like, my body hates it when I run.
Yeah. My body's not built to get slammed like that over and over and over and over and over again.
Oh, that's weird because we have sex a lot.
Just lobbed that up to you, didn't I?
Yeah, did you set that up on purpose?
No, I didn't.
Okay, you need to put the fucking piano away.
What piano?
Whatever that is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I will kill you and then me. Anyway. Yesterday, oh my god. Fucking stop.
I wanted to chew a piece of gum.
Yeah, you didn't have to open it on the mic, Cameron. So the haircut has given me a lot of confidence. And yesterday, Saturday, so two of our good friends got engaged. And I'm talking about me and the roommates.
You got engaged?
No, me and the roommates, good friends from college, got engaged.
Oh.
By the way, congrats to Jake and Erica. I don't think either of them listen, or anyone that, very few people that know them. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to crash your wedding. You've been warned.
anyway, so we went to the went to this engagement party that was a surprise. And I got a cute lady's number.
What?
Chad, look at that polyamorous phone number collecting.
Yeah, I'm moving on before I've moved on. It's weird.
That sounds safe.
Okay, this is, let's just get real transparent here. I've just accepted that as long as there's like no other woman in my life, I will probably gravitate back toward PTG because she's there. So I'm trying to, that's probably an unhealthy way to do it, but like, whatever.
Sad.
Actually, yeah, it's not like I'm desperate. I don't think. I do.
I'm sorry. I don't know the whole situation really well. Obviously. Yeah.
No, we do. Like, I like talking to her. It's just the whole polyamory thing isn't going to work out in the long run. So, yeah. Like,
it's like I love alcohol and I love drinking it, but it's not good for me.
Oh, no. So,
she's just destroying your liver, but it's okay. You're young.
You'll grow
out of it.
I sure hope so. Actually, she said, oh my God. Since we're speaking about PTG, she did say one day, have I said this on the podcast?
You said it last week that she says she thinks she'll grow out of the whole polyamorous.
She thinks
thing.
She'll grow out. Yeah. And I was like, because we talked about hoeing around. Okay.
Pretty
then
sure
we're
I
good.
Screamed when you told me that last week. Like, Miranda and Austin, the next day, they were they're like, we heard you scream, son of a bitch. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot it was like 11
that
o'clock.
That was a really funny moment. When you turned, oh my God. Yeah, okay. So that's funny. I don't know. What did you do this week, bud? Other than be a piece of shit and not go to the gym.
This week was, kind of a blur now, but I was just sad during the week. Like, Miranda even said something. She's like, are you okay? Like, you seem like stressed out. And I'm like, man, when people can tell I'm stressed out, that's a problem. I was like, yeah, I'm just a little sad, little stressed out boy. And I can't put my finger on one specific thing that was bumming me out, but I was just bummed. And then didn't work out, got to the weekend, and the opportunity to go brewery hopping yesterday came up, and I was like,
yes. That is something I would be interested in doing.
Yeah, I need to self-medicate a little, huh?
Yeah, so it was fun. we went with our buddies Cullen and Christina, and
I think I know them.
I think you met them. They're married. They're pretty great. Then I called up my buddy Mitchell, and he came with us.
And that's my boy.
And we went to Fat Bottom. Opened up a new brewery on the west side of town. And I had my first drink was called Two Hop Shakur.
That's good.
And then I had two Soccer Moms, which is
interesting.
An IPA.
Is that a drink? Okay.
Yeah. Then I had two Soccer Moms. Then I went back to the bar. No, a Soccer Mom is like, it's an IPA with Sauvignon Blanc in it. White wine.
What the fuck is... Okay, yeah.
And so it's like white wine in an IPA, and it tasted like IPA, but with like grape.
If someone put a white woman in it.
Yeah. No, it's like that cool mom who gives the kids Capri Suns, and then she goes to the other moms and she's like, these Capri Suns are spiked with IPAs. That's what it tasted like.
Nummy.
Get your orange slices and Doritos.
And you'll really want them because you're going to feel funny. You won't know why. Yeah. But you're going to be very hungry also.
You're going to want these Doritos.
Dude, drunk eating is a problem.
Dude. Yeah. Well, let me tell you. After we started at 2 p.m. yesterday.
Oh my God.
And after that brewery, we went to one of our favorites called Tailgate. Shout out to Tailgate Brewery.
I've heard of Tailgate.
So good, man. So I bought, I had a naked statue, which was delicious. And then, oh, I remember, I almost forgot what I drank. I had two Woo Girl IPAs. Man, I was just on fire yesterday. Soccer mom.
Woo Girl.
Woo Girl. And so, and I had half of, Mitchell got this freaking mixed drink. It was $13. It's called the Bad Ombre.
Oh, man.
And it's like a ton of tequila.
Hell yeah.
A chili oranges. Pepper.
Ew.
And like cilantro. Like, it was the spiciest motherhuggin' drink that I've ever had. Like, oh, man.
It does, it I don't know really if I good. Like that. It was
hot. Yeah, I didn't think I would either. The key to it, though, is you can't sip it because you don't get a lot. And then immediately the aftertaste hits you and it's just fire. It's like a pepper. So Mitchell's like, he didn't really like it, but he spent $13 on it. He's like, you got to help me with it a little bit. So I just take it and I drink a big gulp. And then for like 3 minutes afterwards, I'm just like sweating. But it was really good. And like Austin had some of it too. And then Mitchell put the rest of it away. But so I had all that. We get to tailgate. I'm drinking Woo Girls. And I order a small cheese pizza, which is 8 inches across. And nice. Garlic knockers. These six garlicky biscuits with cheese all over it. And I dip it in melanella. And I love my melanella sauce.
What the what?
Marinara.
Oh,
for all Jesus. You white boys out there.
No one fucking says melanella.
I'm Italian. That's how we say it. With marinara sauce.
They say melanella sauce.
Melanella. Melanella.
No, they don't. No.
Yes, they do.
You have a very poor understanding of how Italian Americans speak, I think.
Spaghetti. You know what? You want to hear something really messed up?
Real sure. Quick. You're going to tell me anyway.
When I was in third grade, I am going to tell you anyway because that's how podcasts work. In third grade, when I first moved to Oak Hill, I would lie to people a lot to make them like me. And I told them I was from California.
And oh, my God.
Another running joke, well, lie, that I, like, someone brought up a couple years later, and I was like, what? No. And they're like, you told me that. And I was like, oh, I effing lied to you, man. I used to tell people that my first name was Italian for spaghetti and that my ancestors used to, like, weave spaghetti is what they called it, but, like, they made pasta. And people believed it. Because why would I lie about something so stupid?
Weaver?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Spaghetti I was thinking Weaver. You told people Cameron was Italian for spaghetti.
I did.
Oh.
So that my name meant Spaghetti Weaver.
Oh.
And really, I just loved eating spaghetti.
So here's my my thing. Why the fuck would you... Why would you think that your name's Spaghetti Weaver? That would make people like you more.
I know, man. I've been a weird boy all my life, dude. I don't know how I have friends.
Hi, my name's...
You know what Cameron actually means?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's Nordic for crooked nose.
I don't think that's... Yours isn't. No. Your nose is good, man.
It's okay.
You got a good nose on those shoulders.
I look like Fat Waluigi. I don't look like Wario. I don't look like Wario enough. No. I don't look like Wario enough. I look like Fat Waluigi. I'm gonna win.
Oh,
I'm gonna win.
Fat Waluigi. I can't even imagine. Oh, wow. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
Let that
sink in.
That's uncanny. Or should I say uncammy?
Hey.
Because it's about. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to throw up. Yeah. Terrible pun.
Oh, it's just clearing my throat.
Cool. Spaghetti. Spaghetti Weaver. That's tearing me up.
Yeah. But anyway, so I ate a crap ton of food by myself at Tailgate. And then on our way home, I made Miranda drive us through Sonic so I could get a large banana and chocolate milkshake because I wanted it so bad. And I ate the whole damn thing through a straw, so my tummy hurt.
Is that just the straw made it hurt, or is it?
Yeah, because I was sucking air and chocolate in and trying to like.
Is that real?
Yeah. If you like, it's hard to suck something that's more thick than liquid, like a milkshake, through a straw, so you get a lot of air in, and then it hurts your tummy.
Mm.
It also makes you burp, but it makes you burp more.
Never knew that fact. That's interesting. All right, well, that's been Science with Cam. That's our new segment.
Science with Cam. Here's some more science for you. Oh, I was gonna burp, but I couldn't. that was a failed bit.
Okay, well,
I played tennis today.
Really?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of tennis lately. Well, like, I mean, Wii in tennis? The past like 6 months. No, not Wii tennis, motherfucker.
Real tennis.
I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Do you mean Tetris?
Oh yeah, my mistake. Oh, hold on. I got to take my Tetris shoes off.
When I was a kid, they made me get a Tetris shot. They were like, you can step on a rusty nail and get Tetris. And I was like, I love that game. I have no idea what this has to do with anything.
I went to a party and they set up a Tetris table and we played beer pong.
On a Tetris table?
On a Tetris table.
How do you have to like piece it all together?
Oh, I meant table Tetris. Table Tetris.
Holy fucking shit. you messed that one up.
So bad. So bad. That's a swing and a miss, and I hit myself in the face with a bat.
No, you hit yourself in the nuts, not the face. Good lord. Okay, table Tetris, very good. All right, this riff's over. Okay, take a drink. We talked about riffing on the podcast.
That
surprise.
Riff went rogue.
I do have something I should address.
Go on.
So, PTG stayed over these last two nights. The weekend. Both nights she stayed over.
So we're
back. Don't worry. This is not gonna get. It's not gonna say anything weird happened. It's fine. She just stays over. Okay. You hang out and you drink or whatever, and then you know, it's easier than Uber. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Been there. I understand.
Have you? Let me posit this question. Have you ever had blue balls?
I think it's a myth.
I thought it was a myth too, Cameron.
Oh no. Oh no. Tell me more.
So yeah, PTG stayed over Saturday night last night, and you know what you do, you know, like you snuggle with somebody, you spoon a little.
You gotta put that boy between your legs and then assume the position. Real sneaky like. Yeah. Especially if you're wearing sweatpants.
Yeah. So, literally.
Sorry for all of you women listening. Sorry. Don't want to hear us talk about this.
I just need to.
Mallory,
I need to get it out there. You know, when you spoon with someone, it's impossible to not, you know.
It's not because we're perverts. It's literally just our biology. We're sorry.
It's because there's
blood goes
a
there
butt
because
on
your
my
brain's like, your brain's like, oh, it's going, let's go. This is what I was made for. Humans are made to do this, and you're like, brain, it's 2017. That's not what that means.
Yeah, I know. It's just, but what is a butt on your groin? You know, you're gonna be a little, you know, you're gonna be sailing that ship. You got full mast. You know,
you're pitching that tent. You're
You're pitching it. Yeah, you're pitching it. And yeah, so literally, however long we were, 10 hours, I don't remember not.
I don't remember a time when I didn't have an erection.
Basically, yeah. And like, so this morning I go down to pee, and my boys were tender, okay? And I was like, what is wrong with this? And I was like,
I think you should see a doctor.
I was like, well, those commercial. Okay, one. I Google this. I'm like, what happens when you have an erection longer than 4 hours? You know, like I was curious because like Viagra and all that stuff's always like, if you have an erection longer than 4 hours, talk to your doctor.
Hey, doc, check this out. Bam! Yeah. How'd you do that?
Yeah. So I looked it up and it was like, yeah, that's blue balls. That's a real thing that happens to people. If you have an erection for more than 4 hours, I guess.
I've never experienced that.
With Viagra, it's probably more of more of an issue.
I've never experienced an erection. But lasting more than 4 hours.
I asked my roommate Zach, who's a nurse.
I'm not laughing that he's a nurse. I'm just laughing that you asked your bro this.
It's fair. He's a nurse, but he was like. He told me he works with this guy at the hospital, and whenever someone comes in who's had an erection for longer than 4 hours,
they have to like stop it.
No, the guy's always like, "That's not a problem. That's a party."
No, he's that uncle. He's the same uncle. Is.
Yeah. So I tell Zach, I'm like, "Listen, I had a boner for a long period of time, and my boys are tender." And he's like, well, first of all,
chicken tender boys.
He's like, first of all, that's not a problem. That's a party. Second of all, you just gotta work it out. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, you know. So, all right. Anyway, so yeah, but I had those, and it was. I thought it was a myth until today, and I just needed to tell somebody, you know.
Yep.
And the 60 or so people that listen to this podcast also need to know, I guess. But
and hey, Chad's future kid who went back and found this and is listening to this now. So
your mom's hot. I'm sorry, bud. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna marry. I'm not gonna marry PTG.
What if you did?
I would have a lot of splaining to do about this podcast because I'm very sure she has no idea, which is maybe a little weird, but it's probably better this way.
What do you think PTG would think about herself if she listened to this podcast? Is that like a look in the mirror kind of thing? Or do you think she'd...
She'd probably be mad. She'd just be mad at me.
That's fair.
Which is fair, yeah.
You think she'd be mad at me?
I wonder if I'm on anyone else's podcast, you know, like personally.
I like to
me.
Think about that sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I try not to talk crap about people because then I'm like, what if this person is like, man, fuck Cameron Weaver? Which I'm sure there are tons of people like that. I'm a lot to handle sometimes.
No. You're a kind boy. No one would ever say about you.
Well, I hope not, but I think nice. There could be people who are like, yeah, dude.
Man, fuck Cameron Weaver.
I just want to make sure that's in there. He'll be like, man, that kid told me his name was Spaghetti, and I believed him for 6 years.
Man, fuck Cameron Weaver.
That guy doesn't even have a crooked nose. Damn.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Chad means brave warrior.
Gay.
I got really into baby names at one point.
Oh my!
Not that
gosh.
I was never gonna have a. I mean, I'm gonna have a baby probably eventually. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna help make a baby.
I was gonna say, if you have a baby, that's a miracle.
Yeah, someday I'll probably have a kid, but I have a like just so many names and the meanings of names and like a note on my phone. Just because you never know, man.
I don't think I'm going to have... Oh, shut the hell up. We're doing a podcast. I don't know if I'm ever going to have a kid. Willingly. Or unwillingly, because I'm a good boy. How would you...
Okay. I was like, willingly. What, are you going to get forced into having a child? Somehow. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either, man.
But I don't think I want one. The idea terrifies me. Hey, all right, everybody.
So thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Dad Podcast. It's been good. Anyway, yeah. I had that thought this week, though. I was like 10 years ago, I was 14. And like the only thing on my mind was like, I need to touch a boob, just one boob. Like I just need to, like. But now I'm 24. Actually, the same thing is still on my mind. but in 10 years, I'll be 34.
That's
gross. I'll probably have a kid, at least one. I'll have to own at least one child by then. that I helped make.
And you know what sucks? Like, if you're 34 without a kid, people look at you weird.
Yeah, what's up with that, man?
I don't want to be that guy where people are like, oh, what's wrong with him? Why doesn't he have a kid?
What if you're, I mean, like if you're married and you just don't have kids, though, at the age of 34, like it's chill. Who's our friend, our pal Owen?
Yeah.
Our pal Owen from Wax on Lyrical. I think that's his first kid, and he's like, late 30s, I thought.
Well, about time people could stop looking at him weird.
Yeah, I hope he's late 30s. I hope he's not insulted.
He's like, I'm 29. A day over 40. Yeah.
29, you fat asshole.
Oh, man.
Which he absolutely would say. But yeah.
And then something else Australian.
Yeah. And then he'd be like, well, if we're going to say what Australian people would say.
He's going to throw a can of Foster's at us.
No, he's going to throw a C-word in there. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
In Australia, they all say.
You cucking funds.
The C-word. That's my best Australian. Anyway.
That's pretty bad.
In Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, no. That's so offensive. The guy who does the Outback commercials isn't even Australian.
Really?
I read that somewhere. It probably isn't true. It's probably some little cuck on Reddit trying to start drama.
Probably read it on 9gag.
Yeah, honestly.
Dude, fucking 9gag. We gotta leave that in the past, you know?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Anyway, yeah.
4 years.
But by the time we're 34, we'll probably have, like, in 10 years. Within 10 years, we'll have
mustaches,
like, families. And we won't be able to do this podcast anymore, maybe.
I don't think we should be doing the podcast when we're 34. Hopefully we'll be doing better things.
No, dude. This is the best thing I've ever done. I'm going to keep at it.
We'll be getting paid a lot at 34 to be doing this podcast. No. No freaking
You never
way.
Know, man. You know, we could find a niche audience with, like, virgins.
Virgins who don't, or virgins who swear. So like to swear is my favorite Christian rock band.
we could probably find a niche audience with like Halo 5 players, you know.
I'm a Halo. Oh, I get it. I immediately understand.
I actually did. That wasn't my intention. My intention wasn't to include you, but LOL.
I get a Halo. Like loot crate sent to my doorstep every 2 months.
I'm so offended that I know you with that knowledge.
Dude.
Oh my God.
I'm a simple boy. This is why.
What's in there? What more fucking Halo paraphernalia is there?
One time I got sweatpants.
They say like gamer on the butt instead of juicy.
No, but that would be better. I'm gonna write in and suggest that.
Stab me right here.
Hey, I like collecting stuff about things I like. This is why I'll never have a wife, because I don't have room for her stuff.
Yeah, because you have to collect things, so you'd have to have more than one wife.
To fill the void in my heart.
To collect several wives, because you're a collector.
That sounds incredibly creepy.
Dude, listen, if Solomon did it, you're good. Can we bring back the concubine days, dude? I'm not gonna lie to you.
I don't know what concubine means.
It just means you have a lot of wives, basically, I think.
More like tuck-you-bind.
No. Okay, no, yeah. So cool. Yeah, so I did the blue balls. I had those. I did, yeah.
Let me see if I have any notes in my phone. I knew I wanted to talk about something.
Did I talk about Atheist Paladin last week?
What?
Atheist Paladin.
Is that a football player's name?
No. So last week I was playing Rocket League. Mm. Don't come at me wrong. Okay. And I played with a guy whose name was Atheist Paladin.
That's...
And I had to write it down. Yeah, I had to write it down because I was like, why does someone sit down with their Xbox, their new Xbox, it's shiny.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you want your gamer tag to be? And they're like, oh, I've been thinking about this for weeks. These are two of my most important adjectives, two of the most things that describe me the absolute most. Number one, atheist as fuck, dude. Super atheist.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. Let's play some call. Number two, paladin. Because I guess I play World of Warcraft. I don't fucking know.
Jeez.
Is it? Wait, weren't paladins kind of like?
They're like
white.
They're like
magic.
They're like, yeah. They're like in World of Warcraft, they wield light magic.
Yeah. So aren't they like?
They're like good boys.
Templars?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're considered good.
Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. So what was your note in your phone?
Well, I wrote down five words that I really love. I'm going to read them to you like an ASMR.
Do we have banner porno? We probably don't, huh?
No, I don't have a list, so thanks for calling me out on that. I'll get one for next week.
To make this episode even more unlistenable, there's
no
banner
porno. The best segment that we've been doing more consistently than any other. Hey guys, they can't all be home runs. Sometimes you gotta pop one up to the short boy at the stop, and he's gonna get you out, and he's gonna throw it at your boy Chad, and it's gonna be a double play. But from
sometimes
the other
you gotta
team,
make a sack fly.
Sometimes you gotta fly that sack.
Sometimes you gotta do a sacrifice fly. We gotta, you know what? We know it's bad. We know it's a bad hit. But, you know, it gets caught, and then your boy gets to run home.
Yeah,
so
sometimes your sack turns blue.
Yeah, so it did hurt. Nothing actually turned blue, though. Made sure to check that.
That's a little disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know why this hit blue then. Cause anyway, so what are your five words?
Cahoots. Trilogy. Ricochet. Rendezvous.
That's a good one.
Whiskey.
I don't remember writing those in my notes, but I'm glad I can delete that note now. Oh, cool. Oh my gosh. Okay, no. I saw this video on Facebook this week where a woman was manhandling a moth the size of a small bird. Have you seen this?
No. No.
It's disgusting!
No.
This moth is just, it's got like antennas and feelers and like other little mandibles flying around, and she's just holding it, and it's walking all over her hand like a damn I don't even know, like, it's terrifying. It is horrible, and it's furry, and it's
ew.
The size of a bird. It is a bug, and if you tried to kill it, you could feel its bones crunch. No.
Oh
my gosh. I watched
like
it
the image.
right before I fell asleep. So I swore there was terrible. Like six curled up sucking my teats under my blankets. Oh,
how many teats do you
have? Enough to feed a family of six moths the size of birds.
All right, there's a lot wrong with your anatomy right now. It's fine. We don't have to talk about it. One, moths do not suckle their mothers. That's not a thing. That's definitely not a thing. And I'm really mad that you said that, because that's fucking gross to imagine so six moths
gross.
Suckling teats.
Underneath my and blanket. I'm, like, you pull the blanket away, and they're just going.
Oh! And I'm just imagining. And I'm imagining you with six teats on you. Like, yeah, some. Man. Swine.
Like, you don't have six teats?
No, I don't have six sacks with nips on them. No.
Sacks with nips on them. It's my favorite South by Southwest band.
That's the name. That's the name of the episode, huh?
Sacks with nips on them?
No, we can't do that.
No, we can't do that one. Even so we draw gross. The line at that one.
That's disgusting.
No, but like going back to like gamer tags on Xbox and stuff. My buddy Mitchell and I have been playing Destiny a lot again.
Yeah.
Just because they're bringing out some new stuff and like Destiny 2 is going to come out later this year.
Oh, yeah.
So what we like to do is we like to get in these things called strikes where it's three players. Yeah. So it's me and him. And then we randomly get matched with a third person.
Yeah.
And typically people have like two part names. Like, so we just don't like these people automatically because we don't know them. Two, because typically they try to do their own thing and that pisses me off. It's like, just do what we're doing, help us out. And I get it, like we're not talking to them and everything. So we already have a stigma about these random people, you know. And so we will.
Yeah.
Between us, because it's just us and it's super lame, but like we think it's hilarious. We will purposely mispronounce their name so bad. And it just progresses until we find one that we can't stop laughing at. So there is this guy who comes in. His name is Wizard in Black 117. And we're like, what is this Wumbo boy doing? Or like, where's Walter Brimley? You know, and like stuff like that. Never saying Walter his real Brimley. Name. Walter Brimley. Is that the diabetes guy?
I don't think so.
Have you seen maybe. I think he's dead and it's ill to laugh at the dead. But there's a YouTube video where he's not dead?
No, I was just saying like, well, you know, you can laugh at people whenever.
Okay.
Wherever they're at in stage of death life areas. Well,
this freaking turd. Someone on YouTube cut together his commercials where he's like talking about diabetes and made him say, "I eat people with diabetes." That's pretty funny. But we ended up landing on Mitchell goes, "Where's Wonky Blancas?" And I lost my shit. We've both been drinking.
So now, that makes more sense.
Over the last 3 days, we'll just like randomly be like, "Man, I'm gonna wonky your blancas so hard."
Ew.
I like wonky that blancas. Dirty.
That's cool. Let's. I think we got a sewed.
Yeah, I think we're good. I don't think we need to beat off this dead this horse. I don't even need to beat the bush of the dead horse anymore. The dead horse is a bush. Stop beating it around it.
All right, and if you didn't think this episode sucked before this, before that, whatever the fuck that was. I think we're being too hard on ourselves. It's fine.
If you like this episode, let us know so we can feel good about ourselves and touch our boys.
And if you didn't like this episode, please send us fucking hate mail. It's your fault that it's bad.
Yeah,
that's why our energy's bad. We need – listen, I'm not gonna have a podcast that relies on people to participate if they don't, okay? And I don't know if this is a sign that you guys are like, "Oh, we're over it. Fuck you guys." No. We need this. We need the hate mail.
I like going into an episode knowing that we have some so we can build up to it. So when we run out of things to say, we can go, "All right, now let's move on to hate mail," without going – I think we should end this one.
Yeah. Exactly. So, without going like, yeah, wonky blankas. All right, well, I'm fucking over this.
You know, Austin brought this up. Austin's intense stalker from the very early episodes is the one who introduced hate mail to us. And that has become our longest running bit on the show. So thank you to not Austin, but Austin Stalker, because Austin sucks. And we appreciate that. But like, yeah,
it's part of our brand. So send us some mother hugging hate mail.
Yeah. And also, I've been thinking about this. If you want, we can improv a song on the show.
Oh man, that'd be so fun.
So you can send us an idea. Listen, if the idea is lame, I'm gonna be honest, not gonna do it. But if you have a kind of a funny idea, listen, I do funny songs pretty well. We can figure it out. I think that would be funny. It's also, I'm gonna be honest, it's not like a rip for my brother and me, but they used to do these things called jingles. Mm-hmm. And they would just play and sing a little song, and it's really fun. So I was like, you know what? Why not just see if anyone would want us to do that? And if you don't, that's probably good too. So yeah, send us hate mail though, and that's hoyweave@gmail.com, hoyweave@gmail.com. You fucked it up.
I did that one on purpose.
Okay. Yeah, so I know you did.
I love you.
Oh, yeah, so love you too. So if you want to that was such a sweet, just best friend moment right there. Was.
My beer of the week is Soccer Mom.
God damn. My beer of the week is Fat Tire. If you can get New Belgium's Fat Tire in a can, you need to, because it's like you're drinking chocolate.
In a can? So good. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, I had Fat Tire in a can, and that's, I love it so much more than in a bottle. And I got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I went to the liquor store and bought a six pack, and I drank the whole six pack every night.
For those of you who keep a track at home, that's 18 boys.
That's 18 beer. That's 18 Fat Tires in 3 days. So
you could supply
a lot of cows. Yeah,
a lot of cows. That's a couple of semi trucks pulling some stuff.
Yeah. So if you want to supply any of that, you can Venmo me, Chad Hoy. It's just my name on Venmo. Send me some money. Send me some money on there. I could use it. No, I couldn't.
If you guys want to send me $2.47, I'm going to buy more gum.
Okay. Cam, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah. @LavinousCam on Twitter. Oh, wait. @LavinousCam on Instagram and Snapchat. I like to get a little crazy over there. You can also follow... You can also follow me on Twitter @LavinousCam2. That's L as in Lavinous, AVENOUSCAM with the number 2 as in the one that follows 1.
The one before 3.
Chad, where can they find your bitch ass?
Fuck you. Okay, can we do the intro again? All right, welcome to the Dad Podcast. God, welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is your boy, Chad Blue Ballin' Hoy. It's like free falling.
And I'm blue
ballin'.
I did that. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, so if you want a funny song idea, guys, there's one of them. You can find me on social media. I'm at Chad Hoy, Twitter. Instagram, Snapchat. I'm wasted. No, I'm actually not, unfortunately. Twitter. all those sites. All the website, Facebook.com. You can find the Dadball Cast on Facebook. Just look it up. We got like some like 132 likes. You know, it's no big deal.
Wow.
It's because I invited 1,000 of my friends to like it, and 130 of them liked it. Yeah. It's actually a little more than 10%. Like 13%. I don't know if you can do 13.2%. I don't know if you do math well. Okay, anyway, so we...
Half of a fifth of your followers follow us on the Dad Podcast.
Basically, yeah. So, yeah, if you made it through this episode, thank you for sticking with us. We do our best.
Should we make t-shirts that say half of a fifth on them?
That would be good.
I would love that.
What's half of... Did we ever figure out what half of a fifth is? A tenth. It's a
half
tenth.
Half of a fifth is a tenth, but half of an actual what is called a fifth is just half of a bottle that is called a fifth. That's just half of it. Which is a tenth of...
Which is what, a tenth of...
A bigger number.
Why is it called a fifth? Jesus.
We need why to is it go. A...
Yeah, let's not delve into this subject. It's a long rabbit trail. Okay, yeah. Everyone, thank you for listening to the Dad Podcast. This has been your boy, Chad Hoy.
And I'm Cameron. And we'll see you next week.
Jeez. Oh, end it. We're done. Twitter,
Jordan Kenyon is our friend.